you're an artist, a painter, and you've had some exciting things going on lately where your art is being exhibited. Can you tell me about it?
But one slight correction, I am a painter, but the art that's being exhibited right now is actually digital art and actually uses some component of AI, actually.
Oh, okay. And where is it being exhibited, your artwork, your digital artwork?
So right now I have a number of exhibitions. I have one in Naples, Italy. They have an NFT, it's called NFT CC in Naples. So I have a piece there called Baptism by the River, or Baptism in the River, sorry. It's also the same piece is also in Zimbabwe right now for it's an African organization for that works with the UN called Simuka Africa Youth Association. So they have a gallery called the 34 Gallery, where every month they focus on one UN topic. And they do artwork based on that United Nations topic for mental health and wellness. And so I was accepted into their gallery, so I have one there. I have in Pennsylvania, I have one in the Kelowna Contemporary Gallery called Truman Tracks, which is actually based off the theme is like the Truman Show, where it's not a real environment. So my tracks kind of go off into nowhere. So that piece was actually purchased recently. So that was really nice. Actually, the owner of the gallery really loved it. So he's the one who purchased it. So I have that one. And then of course I just had the space launch.
Yeah, I was
So
going to ask you about that. Your ways of exhibiting your art are literally out of this world now.
yeah, and it's really cool because I'm not even sure if there's any other Canadians that were on that exhibit. But I'm certainly very few Canadians, if I may be the only one. But yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. What a neat idea that they had. Turbo is the organization that launched it, and Turbo is a cryptocurrency. And their theme is a little toad guy in a space suit. And so they wanted to do something to really launch and to promote what they do. So they had this really neat idea of actually launching an art exhibit into the stratosphere. So that was really neat.
So is this on a spacecraft or on a space station, or where is it?
It's actually on a balloon. So they launched a balloon into the stratosphere. So on the balloon, there was an arm mounted that had a display. And then there was a rotating presentation of all the artwork. So there were 90 artists that were included. A few of us got lucky and actually had more than one piece selected. So I was one of those. I had two pieces that were selected. So yeah, we got to watch the balloon launch. It actually, so the founder's from Australia, but the balloon was actually launched in Germany because they had to find a place where they could get it launched because of airspace. And there's not a lot of strato stations around the world. So it was launched from Germany, and we all got to watch it on a live party. So that was really kind of cool to watch. So,
So it's floating around in the stratosphere, not exactly outer space.
I mean, it went up 30 over 34,000 kilometers. Hang on, I just want to make sure I say that correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, 34,000 kilometers above the Earth.
Okay.
But it doesn't float up there anymore. When the balloon reaches a certain altitude, it pops. So, and then it comes back down.
Okay, so how long was it up? Or is it still up?
It's not still up. So it went up, lasted about, I'd say, an hour and a half. So there is the YouTube video that has a full stream of the launch and the whole time it goes up. And once it popped, the video was cut. So it loses its connection because then it's parachute mode and the thing comes back down to the earth.
Where would I find it on YouTube? Or how?
I actually may have sent you a link to
Oh,
that,
okay,
but
yeah, you did. Okay, sorry. I will get that, and I will include it with the web version of the story.
okay.
So let me ask you, this art that you do, is it lucrative enough to make a living from?
It's beginning to get there. So it takes some time, right? You got to sort of build your identity within the art community, build your credibility, get yourself out there. So I actually started within this particular community, I would say. Last June was my very, very beginning, but I didn't really start entering into open calls until last August, September. So my very first piece I got selected was actually by Victoria West, who's an artist on the East Coast. I believe she's in Nova Scotia. So she chose my art to be at a huge conference in Las Vegas. So that was my big break. So I was at the Breathe Convention in Las Vegas last fall. So since then, I've been joining a number of open calls through two different websites. One is Join, so it's join.xyz, and that's Canadian-based. They're actually founded by the Canadian Arts Council. So they started a site to sort of bring in a lot of artists to bring them together to exhibit internationally. So okay. Started there.
Yeah. So you live in Timmins now?
I'm in Porcupine.
In Porcupine. Okay. But originally from Iroquois Falls.
Yes.
How did you get into art?
Oh, I've been doing art since I was a kid. It was just, you know, I've always loved art. So I kind of had to put it aside when I had a family. You know, children and family came first, but I was still doing graphic design, web design. So I was still within sort of like that industry of working with digital arts. But I didn't really focus so much on my own artwork until, one of my kids has gone off to university now. My kids are older. So it was time to kind of rediscover myself and go back to like my passions. And so I re-embraced art.
How many kids do you have?
I have three. My oldest is at Carleton for chemistry.
Nice.
And then I've got a teenage boy and an 8-year-old daughter.
Okay, good. I just kind of lost my train of thought or the next question. Do you mind if
okay.
I ask?
Yeah. Actually, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
So I mentioned there was two sites. So the second site is actually really kind of exciting. The second site is called thehug.xyz. And that's actually owned by Randy Zuckerberg. So I was curated by Randy Zuckerberg to join The Hug last August with a series of paintings that I'd done that were based on when I had traveled and lived in Africa for a period of time. So I was invited to come join her platform as a unique set of artists that were part of her work that she's trying to do with artwork in the communities or in globally, really, not just the communities. So that was really exciting for me to be like, wow, Randy Zuckerberg's just invited me to her platform. So that's actually where a lot of my open calls that I'm successful in right now are from there. And on Sunday, I actually won an artist grant through her site. So you were asking how lucrative it is. Well, I've only just started to earn, and now I've got this grant, which works up to about $1,300 Canadian to build a collection of art.
That's incredible. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
A little.
Okay, never mind. No.
I'm turning 50 this year.
Oh, okay. I just made my mother roll over in her grave by asking that, I hope you know. So, okay. Anything else that you want to tell me about your art and where you hope it goes?
Well, obviously, I hope to keep building up, my identity, my brand, my recognition, and get my artwork in front of other people, in front of collectors, most importantly. I think the artist grant that I just won is actually quite important. Even though it's not a huge sum of money to get this collection going, the artwork that I produce is then going to be promoted and put before collectors. And so that really increases my chances of getting that recognition. There are people that are within this industry that are highly, highly successful. Other artists that I know are like, you know, it's still digital art, but it's selling at Sotheby's, Christie's, making $100,000. I was exhibited in the Beeple Studios last Christmas, and Beeple, he's a guy that sold the highest, most expensive NFT at $69 million. Oh, that's insane, right?
Good luck. Fingers crossed for it.
Right? I don't anticipate I'll ever reach that kind of level.
You have something to work towards.
Right? So I'd be happy just, you know, like a regular, you know, if I could sell work that's between, say, 200 and $1,000 and be able to consistently be able to sell at that kind of a rate. I'm just starting at that level right now. So I've got to keep on working.
And every time you're in an exhibit or you win an award, like the one you just did from Randy Zuckerberg, that gets your name out there too, right? And gets people curious. Well, why is she getting this? What's her work like? And boom, they go looking for it.
That's right. That's right. So there's a lot of opportunities out there for portfolios too that they present. There's a lot of platforms that'll help showcase. Here's another big one that I haven't even mentioned yet is in January, I was selected for an exhibit for a women's conference through an organization called Audacity. And they are an organization that sort of amplifies the voices of women, not just in the arts, but the arts is one of their areas. They actually really liked me, so they offered me a show. So I actually am in the process of developing like a streaming TV show with them, which is an art therapy program. So I'm doing I'm pre-recording 30 episodes right now with them that focus on how to use art, how to create art. I use Midjourney extensively. So part of that is teaching people how to use Midjourney as well. So that's actually a really exciting thing. So that's also gonna amplify because the show's gonna stream globally. And they've been doing a lot to push me out there and amplify my voice, share my press releases, and they've been extraordinary.